Go to Wix.com.
It's easy and free.
Hi, I'm Susanna Danforth, the owner of Breeze Blow Dry Bar, a blow-dry-only hair salon in the heart of Ladue. I invite you to breeze in and experience the affordable indulgence that's sweeping the nation. Choose from our menu of 8 styles, or leave your look in the capable hands of our trained stylists. Shampoo and champagne are always included in our beautiful, relaxing space. We are now open every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Breeze is just off Highway 40 on Clayton Road in Lester's Plaza in Ladue. Call us at 314-692-BLOW or check us out online at BreezeBlowDryBar.com.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Why are you walking so funny?
Crossed over.
Well, that's my business.
Foot hurts.
That's my business. I forgot my good feet inserts.
That's right. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. We are coming to you live from the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, I hope
the quality is good. I hope the signal is good. It is very cold here. If you can hear, let me hold the microphone up. You can hear, that actually sounds cold. Sometimes cold is so cold you can hear it. So here we are. Let me stand behind this the shelter. There you go.
It's not that cold outside. It's actually very nice outside. I have my air conditioner on.
It sure is here in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
But boy, is it cold in this studio.
Yes.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the September 23rd edition. We have a plaza downstairs. It's called it's called Westport Plaza. And here's how unobservant I am. We've been here 17 years. I don't go downstairs very often. And when I do, it's one place. And I go and I get some iced tea and I come. And I don't pay any attention to anything. So today is, and I'm not, you guys will think this is really crazy. It's the first day that I noticed that as you walk along, there are bricks.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
In memory of somebody.
Yep. I've noticed those.
Yeah, those have been here pretty much all 17 years.
Yeah.
I never paid any attention to it. I don't look at anything. I just kind of walk along like in a stupor. And what is that about?
I don't know.
How did that start?
And what really is the point, unless it's to help fund buildings, like if they're building something, they go, hey, everybody who contributes to the building will give you a stone with your name.
Yeah, I don't know where the money went that was spent for those bricks.
And then we talked about everybody's different. I said I've never visited a grave. I'm serious. In my life, I don't ever recall visiting anybody's grave. Anybody. And this is kind of in that same category. People that want to do things in memory of, I guess, makes them feel better, I guess, or feel good, or feel like they're carrying on the legacy of grandpa or mom or dad or whatever.
The Cardinals do that down at Busch Stadium. I don't know if you can still get bricks, but when they were building the stadium, they did that.
Well, you have. All over.
I do have a brick down there.
In Busch Stadium.
Right outside gate one in section, I believe it's section E.
He knows exactly.
It's right in the middle.
Sure he knows exactly.
But I think it's section E, and it's, if you look right in the middle, it says Dan Strauss, world's worst producer. When that brick was being made, they actually called me to verify that that's
what you wanted.
What I wanted, because they said some people have been screwing around and being mean to like ex-wives and ex-husbands.
And putting things they wouldn't want on there.
Yeah.
And then did they say, is it true? Are you the world's worst producer?
I said yes.
You verified it?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you, being honest.
Yeah, I can't find out if they're still doing it or not. I can't.
But that all that money went to Cardinal Care.
Yes, that's what it says here, the Brick Paver Program.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to start with that football player?
Sure.
And we're gonna have the Burke segment, but I walked in here, and Peon said, watch this. Now, to set this up, we've talked about on more than one occasion, when a game is over, I don't care what game it is, basketball, football, but especially football and baseball, and they interview a team member, it's the same interview. Here's what they say if they're the losing team. You know, they're still kind of out of breath. They go, well, and we fought a hard battle, but they were just better than we were. That's all there was to it. And they won. They deserved to win. We know what we did wrong. And the next time we're just going to have to go out there and fight a little harder.
More than we did.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was Josh Thompson. He's and if it's the winning team, here's the interview. Well, we knew we had it all along. We came in here and we knew we were ready to fight, and we knew they were going to be tough, but we were just a little bit tougher. And coach said we got to give it 100%, and we did. We gave it 100%, and it paid off. Okay, thank you so much. That's the interview.
And you have to throw in total team effort too.
Yeah, and thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Well, thank my Jesus, my yes. Savior, Jesus, and
right.
God in heaven, and it was a team effort. You know, well, I couldn't do it alone. It was a great team effort, and you're right. You throw those in. But here's the exception. This kid's name is Apollos Hester. He's a running back for the Patriots in
Eastview High School in Texas.
Texas. Wait till you hear, and it's just a female reporter essentially saying, well, what do you think about the game you guys played tonight? And he takes off. It's like he's a combination evangelist. He's his own coach. Listen to this guy.
Hey, Joaquin. I'm out here with Apollos Hester, wide receiver for the Patriots. You guys had one heck of a game tonight. How'd it go? I mean, it was going a little back and forth. You guys knew it was going to be a tough dogfight out there, and it was. So what were you guys able to do to come back and win this thing?
All right. Well, at first, we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life, you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself. You're going to do it for us. And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful, regardless of the situation,
this guy needs his own
regardless
church.
Of the scoreboard, yeah. You're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're going to keep smiling. It was awesome. Awesome.
Apollos always got a smile
on
his face.
No.
Talk about attitude. This guy's got attitude, if you guys can tell. We met earlier this week, and this was the enthusiasm I saw.
It's the mindset. Yes, ma'am. Hey, you can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams. Keep smiling no matter what you're going through. If you fall down, just get up. If you can't get up, your friends are there to help you up. Your mama's there. Your daddy's there. God's there. Hey, I'm there to help you up. You're there. It's going to be all right. Just keep smiling, man.
Man.
Wow.
Along with all the football highlights you guys have gotten tonight, some motivational speaking courtesy of Apollos Hester, man. Great game tonight, buddy. So
Apollos Hester. Now, there's a speech. And
you feel he's
got a future in the Baptist church or as a coach. I mean, as a coach.
Coach, yes. Or motivational speaking or anything like that.
Now, what I'd like to say to young people everywhere is you're going to hear in your life, hey, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. That's not true. It's not true. There's nothing you can't accomplish. Not true. Sorry. I'm sorry to be Donnie Downer, but the truth
Debbie
is...
Debbie Downer.
Well, I'm a guy.
Oh,
so
that's right.
I've made up a new character.
Donnie
Downer. It's just flat not true. I know lots of people that put everything into things and they just flat failed, didn't work out. And this thing about you can be anything you want to be. You can do it. Sorry. Once again, that's not true. Now, yeah. You're never going to accomplish anything or do anything or be anything if you don't try. I mean, you just sit there and do nothing. You're not going to do anything. But this crap about anything, you can dream it, you can be it. I don't know about that. It's a matter of circumstances.
Sometimes there are other factors involved.
Yes, yes. Sometimes circumstances just prevent you from doing or being or whatever. A Burke segment. Do we have anything?
That was mine. So
okay, that's Peon's contribution. Dan's on the phone taking calls. We have lots of calls all of a sudden. Let me just see. Dan, do you have anything for the Burke segment?
No.
We can close it. We can close it and take these calls. Because for some reason we're already...
I just got off the phone with I have a traffic bulletin.
Uh-oh. Well, Dan, where... He's not. Oh, I know where he is. He's in the KTRS traffic center. Let's go there live. Dan, what do you have?
Apparently, Highway 55 down around the brewery is a mess right now. Southbound 55, it's on southbound 55, an overturned dump truck, and they have a bunch of lanes closed on both sides of the highway, both southbound and northbound 55. I don't know if it's completely shut down on both sides, but I know that... maybe one lane is getting by. That's what, according to our caller that just called in. So Tim Weiland will have more on that coming up in just a few minutes.
All right.
Oh, Tim said he's here. Maybe he has more.
He's here. Do you have more, Tim?
Yeah, the highway is shut down in both directions. If you're traveling northbound, you have to get off at Potomac. Southbound, they're getting off at Arsenal, and that's due to this, what Dan said, a dump truck. I'm not able to see it on camera. But, the highway's shut down both directions. So, southbound, get off at Arsenal. Northbound, got to get off at Potomac.
What are you eating, Tim?
Well, actually...
Peanut butter sandwich?
No, actually, I'm eating some Chinese. And then when you guys start talking, I'm like, hey, I'm here.
Wow, what do you eat? What Chinese food are you eating?
General So's chicken.
No, I don't need to plug the place. I mean, what dish?
No, that's the name of the dish.
Oh, it is? What's it called?
You've never had General So's chicken?
I never heard of it.
It's like...
Who's General So?
I don't know. He was.
I don't know.
I think he was a general in the Chinese army, maybe. Yeah.
So if you go somewhere and it's not that good, like Dan said, it's just General So-So chicken.
Yeah.
not really very good.
There you go.
I've never... Look, I love Chinese food, and I have never... You and I have talked about this. Never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either.
I've heard of Kung Pao, and I've heard of all that other stuff.
Yeah, cash.
It's usually a little spicier sauce, right, Tim?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's pretty much just
sweet spicy.
Yeah.
Are you sharing it with the girls there in the traffic center?
No. No, dude.
Well, he's...
And you wonder why chicks don't like you.
That's right.
Maybe that's part of it.
Oh,
well, folks, where else do you get this kind of coverage? We have Dan.
Tag team traffic. I think we have a new concept here.
Yes, we have an entire traffic center, all female, and then we have Tim Weiland. It's unbelievable. Nobody brings you this kind of coverage. Tim, thank you. Enjoy the chicken.
You're welcome. All right.
I see Dan's back. Dan's back
in
the studio.
Back.
General So.
DSO, yeah.
You know the one thing I have heard of, but I've never ordered it, and I've seen it on the menu, Flaming Poo-Poo.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Poo-Poo platter. And you know what that is?
Who would eat that?
It's essentially just a platter of appetizers.
Why would you call it flaming? Flaming poo-poo. Poo-poo sounds like somebody who had a bad experience.
Or they put it in a bag and threw it on somebody's doorstep.
And lit it on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen it lately.
I guess my...
I don't see it as much as I used to. Maybe they eventually thought, we got to take this off. This is not
And it's supposed to be spelled P-U-P-U.
No. When I've seen it on the menu, it's flaming P-O-O-P-O-O.
Poo-poo. Yeah.
Wikipedia here says P-U-P-U.
Well, yeah. That's not how I've seen it.
It usually includes egg rolls, spare ribs, chicken. So it's essentially, you know.
And dog doo-doo.
Yeah, no. You know, most American restaurants will have they'll call it the sampler, appetizer sampler. Oh,
and you don't know you're eating poo-poo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why flaming?
I don't know where the flaming
is. Is it
part
real
comes
hot?
From. Let me see. Here.
Do they?
Maybe they add a spicy sauce to it?
Flaming
that poo-poo. Just makes it even worse.
Yeah.
When you call poo-poo flaming poo-poo. You know, that's what you say when somebody says, hey, how come you're in the bathroom so long?
After you've had a spicy Mexican dinner or yeah. something, you're in the bathroom.
Have you ever seen Happy Family they usually have? That's usually one of their...
That's a dish?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I think
either.
That usually just includes a bunch of meat and vegetables, different like chicken.
Happy
and
Family.
But it makes it yeah. sound like you're eating a family.
Yeah, it does.
That's ridiculous.
They right? always sound like... Do they... Whenever I ordered Chinese food, they always sound like they're mad.
No, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Not to you, but in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, when they're at the table, and sorry, if any Chinese people listening, we're sorry, but you have to know this is our impression of you in the restaurant. You know, they come to the table, oh, how are you today? You know, good night. What can I get you? And you, okay, fried rice, broccoli, and Mongolian beef. Okay, anything else? No, all right. And they real pleasant, and they turn back to the kitchen. You can hear them in there.
I know.
The language just sounds angry.
Well, why does it have to sound angry? Why couldn't it be?
Because it's like the German.
German sounds
it's kind
mad.
Of the same thing.
They sound mad. Russians, they sound kind of mad.
Yes, yeah.
French. Never sound
no.
mad. Bourgeois, they always sound like they're having sex when they talk. Spanish and Italians don't sound mad. Italians do if they really get fired up and their hands are flying around. They can, but for the most part, it's kind of a romantic, you know, it's not, but that Chinese and, Do we ever hear people speaking Japanese? I don't know
Vietnamese though. I go get I get pedicures, so
don't they sound to us the same?
Yes, they do. They sound very much the same. The Vietnamese ladies, and they talk. It's so funny because they sit there and they look at they're looking at your feet and they're doing this and they're going and they're talking. And I said, I know you're talking about my feet. And
by the way, what you just said is fusob. You just said that in Vietnamese.
No idea, but
that's what they're saying.
But then somebody else is walking by and they're not paying attention at all, and then they start talking. They don't look at each other. They just, it's so funny.
Now, could a Japanese person speak Japanese and a Chinese person understand it? I guess the answer is no.
No, they're two languages. Yeah. I mean,
but to
two
us,
different languages.
They kind of sound the same. That's just the way it is to us. Now, I'm sure that to other countries, well, I was going to say we sound just like the British, but we do. It's the same language. It's just a different accent or something. And how did that happen? Because we
regional
came,
accents. No, I've never understood all of, that.
No, we came from England, right? We want our independence.
Yes.
So how come we don't speak with that same accent? Because the first Americans were the colony, the people that came over from Britain. Yeah. What happened?
Hello.
What happened? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I'm so glad to be out of there.
What happened that? Southern people started talking a certain way.
I don't know. This is the great mystery.
East Coast people, you know, Boston has its own accent.
Because
New Yorkers have their own
accent. The 13 colonies, nobody sounded like this. They just didn't.
No. And so who was the first one?
What happened?
Who was the first one that said y'all?
where one guy says, I think I'm going down to the lower part of the U.S., and establish a place called Texas. And when I do, I'm going to start talking like this.
I mean, there were immigrants from each, you know.
But they were from other countries.
Yes, but immigrants, yeah.
So you're going to tell me that when they went to the southern part of the United States and learned English, they heard it differently than, I mean, we'll never figure this out.
No.
It's going to be the great mystery as to why Southern people talk the way they do.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, somebody who started from the same German family, their ancestors, and some moved to New York and some moved to Texas,
right.
And so they're all from the same bloodline,
right.
But eventually they start
talking different. we'll never figure this out. But did we finish the break? I guess we did.
Yeah, we did. We closed it.
See, I'm losing my mind. Let's take a break and we'll take some phone calls. I'll talk to Mike. Then we'll take a break. Then we'll take more calls. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, hello. Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What's up?
So, you were asking about the brick walk, and, I happen to be chairman of the Combined Health Appeal of Greater St. Louis when we put that in.
What was the title again? Oh, we missed it.
Chairman of the what?
Chairman of Combined Health Appeal of Greater St. Louis.
Combined
it was a charity
health,
that has all the health and kids charities in it that's now part of the United Way.
Okay.
And the plaza was going to totally redo the pavers out there, and they offered us a chance to do a fundraising drive. And those pavers you're looking at netted $66,000 for kids and people who are suffering with one medical ailment or another.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go. Now we have the answer.
Yeah. And if you look real carefully, there's one of those squares that has the name of every one of the original St. Louis Rams in it, because it happened the year that the Rams came to St. Louis.
I've seen that. Yeah, wow. I've noticed that one before.
I'll have to go back and take a look. I'll have to look down more, I guess. All right. Well, Mike, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We take a break. We come back. We take your calls. If you have a pet, no, it's Tuesday. So
it
if you have
Tuesday.
A pet tomorrow, yeah. you'll get this one. Yeah. I was going to say, if you have a pet tomorrow, you need to talk to Dr. Doug. Today, Colin Jeffrey comes in about 4:30.
And if your pet's really sick today, don't wait
until
tomorrow.
No,
just to call in.
You need to call Dr. Doug if it's really, really sick. Otherwise, wait till tomorrow. Colin will be in at 4:30 to talk about entertainment. Ooh, tonight, Sons of Anarchy is on. Second episode of the new season. I'm going to do a little business. We'll take a break. Let me give you the numbers in case you're patient and you want to call and wait 4 or 5 minutes. Then you'll get right on. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS, Associated Physicians Group. And it's just what it sounds like. It's a group of people in the medical profession, but it's not just physicians. It's physical therapists and people in the pain management business. Most of what they do is in Illinois, but they do have a Creve Coeur location where they only offer, and I say only like, well, this is all they offer. This is a very big deal, the alternative to knee replacement program, which is huge for them. This has become one of the big reasons that people contact APG, Associated Physicians Group, is because of this knee business. I'm telling you, I know that one out of every three people I know, it seems like, is either about to have knee replacement or has had knee replacement. It's just, I guess it's like hair that grows in your ear when you get older in your nose. It's just inevitable that it's going to happen for a lot of people. But many times, there's an alternative. And a lot of people don't know there's an alternative. Somebody says, well, you need knee replacement. They go, okay, schedule me in. And they don't bother to check and see if there's an alternative. And for thousands of people, thousands, there has been. And it's been through APG, Associated Physicians Group. Now, check their website every couple of weeks to see when the next seminars are, because they have seminars on this alternative to knee replacement program. And they do really, really well with those because, again, who wouldn't be interested in finding out about the possibility of either avoiding that surgery or putting it off for a long, long time because it's not necessary right now. APG, All Pain Gone, would be one way to remember it. And, again, they're in the physical therapy and pain management business. They want to restore your mobility and give you your life back. And they deal with all kinds of things, knee, neck, back, shoulder, elbow, carpal tunnel, migraine, headaches, the website, and please go to it because you'll find out a lot more about who does what at what location. It's apgpain.com.
Meep, meep.
Here's Tim Weiland. He's finished his Chinese food, and he has more on that Highway 55 mess out there, Tim.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is, Dan. It was an overturned dump truck. Now, right after I got off the air, they opened up the right lane just for a short time. Now they've got the highway completely shut down, north and southbound 55. So if you're going southbound, you must get off at Arsenal. Going northbound, you get off at Potomac. Right now, Broadway is just a total mess. You've got 55 backed up to the Poplar Street Bridge going southbound. Northbound drivers at 4500 South Broadway. And like I said, again, people are bailing off. Jefferson is pretty botched up, and so is South Broadway. The only other real slowdown I see on the highways is on southbound 170, and it's pretty jammed up now from Olive down through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. They are celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot foot long. And the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Missoula. With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll, and retirement services. Or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelette upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time, only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Have you been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome? Are you having excessive bloating, reflux, abdominal pain, gas, diarrhea, or constipation? Are your digestive issues preventing you from doing the things you want for fear of embarrassment? Here at Premier Healthcare, we have helped hundreds of patients identify the underlying causes of their digestive issues and repair the digestive tract. They experience more energy, sleep better, get rid of the symptoms of IBS, and get their normal life back. Dr. Sean Branham has developed a program based on extensive diagnostic testing to uncover the causes of digestive disorders. Things like nutritional deficiencies, hormonal imbalances, gastrointestinal infections, and food allergies. He customizes a diet and an all-natural plan to each patient based on their test results. If you're serious about getting your life back, call our offices at 314-647-1384 to schedule your consultation. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, the number is 314-647-1384. You do not have to live with this problem any longer.
This is Richard Mark from Ameren Corporation. Join me at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night Walk on September 27th. Bring help and hope to local patients who are battling blood cancers. Your support helps provide patients with educational materials, support groups, and financial aid. Together, we can bring light to the dark world of cancer. So form a team and learn more at lightthenight.org/GAT. That's lightthenight.org/GAT.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's fire these phones up. Anything you want to kick around, we'll kick around. 314-969-KTRS. That's 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Here's Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you?
How are you guys?
We're doing, let me check. How are we doing?
Good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Apparently we're doing great, Chris.
Well, I have a question I need answered, so I need the problem solvers.
Well, then I guess you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Well, it's not a problem. It's a question. It's just curiosity. I was listening to you guys talk about, you know, how dialects get changed as people move and, right, and whatnot. And it got me to think about voices. And why are there no female impersonators like a Rich Little or a Frank Caliendo?
That's a great question. There have been a couple, and they were pretty good, but that's it. Oh, in my life, I've only known of a couple. And here's the deal. I can't even tell you their names. They didn't make it to the level of a Frank Caliendo or a Rich Little or Frank Gorshin. That's a great question. You would think that a female would be able to do a great impression of other females. But how many other females' voices are really recognized?
Yeah, maybe there's not enough.
Yeah.
Right, Joan Rivers. Well, Joan Rivers comes to mind right off the bat.
That's one, and Carol Channing, if you're old enough to know who that is. But outside of a couple, you know, go ahead. In your head, try to imagine what Nancy Pelosi sounds like. Try imagine what Christina Aguilera sounds like.
Bette Midler, does she have any?
Or let's take famous actresses. Paltrow, what is she? I can't hear her voice in my head.
It's Liza Minnelli, there's a good one.
Yes and no. They're not as distinctive.
And I guess there have been some over the years on Saturday Night Live. I mean,
Roseanne
cast
Barr.
Members
if somebody did a Roseanne Barr impression, I go, okay, I recognize Roseanne Barr.
Victoria Jackson did a Roseanne Barr on Saturday Night Live. So that's really the only examples
right.
I can think of.
But Chris is right. That's a great question. I don't.
Just food for thought. I'll throw it out there.
Well, that's why we're here, to make everybody think. This is the Thinking and Learning Show. Thank you, Chris.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have done it again, and I'll tell you why. We answered his question. And the answer to the question is there aren't as many female voices, not nearly as many, with distinctive characteristics as there are male voices. So we've done it again. Still a 100% track record.
And you think about it, too, some of the more famous male impersonators, Daryl Hammond, Frank Caliendo, a lot of them are, they do presidents.
Right.
Which are always males, so usually politicians.
Most famous TV and movie people are male. Well, that's just a fact. They are, with the exceptions of the Tina Fey. But right now, can you hear Tina Fey's voice? Is it that distinctive?
No,
it's not. I know her when I see her. Amy Poehler, same thing. Amy Poehler gets up to speak. Go ahead, imitate her voice if you're female. I just don't think women's voices have the variety in them that men's voices do. So that's probably the answer. In fact, let's make it the answer. Let's go to, holy cow, I did something weird here.
Hello.
What did I just do? Can you get me out of this? Whatever I
Hello.
Did. Yeah, is this Craig?
Yes, hi.
Craig, how are you? I messed up a couple of buttons, but I think we fixed them. What's going on?
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Did anybody watch Blacklist last night?
My wife did. I've stopped watching it because, as good as it is, I got tired of it.
Uh-huh.
I just got tired of it.
I just had a question. I can't remember what Lizzie's husband, was he a U.S. agent or he was a bad guy? What was he?
I think he was a bad guy, and I don't remember because, again, I stopped watching many, many episodes ago. I watched it up through the part we knew he was a bad guy.
Okay. So okay, well, thanks.
All right. And if you watch Blacklist, the thing that bugs me, James Spader, his head is always tilted sideways. It's always turned to the side. It's just, I don't know. I find that weird. But I guess that's what makes the character. Jim, how are you?
I am fine. And I'm glad that you're fine, too, because I've been listening.
Okay.
I pay attention.
Uh-huh.
And one
you
of the things that I notice while paying attention is, who's this new guy that you got coming on? Frank Opinion? Is it someone to replace you? Because Baron Munchausen said it was Frank Opinion.
No, it's McGraw Munchausen.
Yeah, and sometimes people mess it up. Even people who've been in the building for all these years and should know better, they mess it up.
Well, see, I knew it was O.
That's exactly right. You're right.
The worst one I heard was on one of the network entertainment channels. A young lady was talking about a new movie that Ewan McGregor was in, the Scottish actor, and
right.
She called him Ewan McGregor.
Ewan.
I love it when that happens.
And I think it was an Ebonic thing, but, I don't know how all those accents came in either. But thank you, and you keep maintaining your accent.
All right, and if you ever figure it out, let us know, okay?
I'll call you.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
I wonder if anybody does have the answer to that. Why and how did that start? Did people started talking differently? Boston people, Texas people, and the Texas accent's different than a Mississippi accent. There's a different Southern accents. This should be and probably is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you, Frank?
I'm doing great. How about you?
AM and the PM.
That means you're doing well. What's up?
And, there's probably the only one that I can recognize as far as a female that could do voices was Gilda Radner.
Not outside her characters. You can't hear Gilda Radner's regular voice.
Walters,
you're hearing her do other characters. But I couldn't tell you right now, and I watched a lot of Gilda Radner. Yeah, but that's not her. That's not, if somebody said, here, I'm going to do Gilda Radner. No, you're doing her doing somebody else.
No, I think he's saying an impressionist. Gilda Radner as an impressionist.
Oh, he did more.
Her impression of Barbara Walters.
Taking off Fridays.
No, her impression of Barbara Walters was not a dead on. It was a
over the top.
It was a comical, exaggerated impression. I don't remember her ever doing a dead on real impression of anybody.
Well, I mean, and you realize why women don't do that.
No, I don't.
Well, I mean, they don't have the voice. They don't have the lower. They don't have the upper, you know.
No,
they don't deserve any recognition.
Oh.
Whoa. The shotgun.
There you go.
Whoa.
Damn.
Okay.
No. That is so wrong in this day and age. But
you said it.
And my name's Frank.
Yeah. Thank you. Anything else?
Right. I have a joke for you.
Hang on. Go.
Two guys walking in the bar.
Never heard this one.
One guy says, hey, bartender, can I get a drink? My bartender says, sure. And can I get a drink for my friend? What's wrong with your friend? He doesn't speak.
And?
Exactly.
Wow.
I got
you. No, you didn't. No, you didn't get me. I don't get it. It's not a joke. Is anybody getting it?
Your friend doesn't speak. What happened?
Exactly.
Your friend doesn't speak.
What's the joke?
I don't think it's...
Well, I mean, he can't speak for his own drink.
And that's the joke.
Well, you know, in this day and age, I don't know any jokes that you don't know.
And that's not a joke. So not knowing that one is not really not knowing a joke.
Did you
make it up?
Pardon me?
Did you make that up?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how could I know a joke you made up? That's impossible. That would be impossible.
No, it is not.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Dan says it's not impossible that I couldn't know a joke he just made up.
I like that. I like the ending though. But your friend can't speak. Exactly.
That is a good punchline. The setup.
You know, it could be me. Maybe the rest of the audience is doubled over.
No,
just doubled over with laughter.
I don't think so.
Could be. Hello, Joe.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
We're doing great today.
Good. I got a
got a question for you. You were talking about how cold it was in the office, and it's like being above the Arctic Circle.
It seems, yeah, like we're up there, yeah.
Has anybody in the office been above the Arctic Circle?
I've been 60 miles south of the Arctic tundra. That's as close as I've been.
Okay, me and a buddy drove up from central Illinois all the way above the Arctic Circle.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a drive. Boy, everybody should do that.
No, I bet a lot of people would probably disagree that everybody... Why would you say everybody should do it? Was it that great?
It was. It was that great.
And how cold was it up there?
Well, we went up during the summer solstice. We took 3 months off and drove up, me and a buddy of mine. And it was about in the mid-70s.
And how did it take 3 months to drive there?
No, it was a little over 3,000 miles, but we sort of took our time. We stopped at Banff and Jasper and, thing, you know, Anchorage. And
I see,
up above the Arctic Circle.
I would never think of the Arctic Circle as 70 degrees, but I don't know much.
It got pretty hot in the summer. Of course, the sun never went down. And since it was on the summer solstice, there were some pretty weird characters up there.
Okay, let's put it this way. It's as cold in here right now as it is at the Arctic Circle, when the Arctic Circle is at its coldest.
Oh, no, it's probably warm in that office.
Is that up there where they have one of the days where it's sunny, like, or the sun's out like 23 hours of the day? Or?
Yeah, they would have softball and golf tournaments starting at midnight.
Wow, that is so weird.
Out of a movie theater at midnight and it's still light out is really pretty weird. It was a great
thing. So do people have blacked out curtains and stuff?
Yeah, we did a lot of camping, but then we also stayed in hotels and they all had blackout curtains.
I had a nephew when he's in the Air Force, and he lived in Alaska for I don't know how many years, but he said when they first moved up there, they were driving and they couldn't figure out why the stores were closed because the sun was still out, but it was 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I could take that over that all darkness. Isn't there somewhere in the
I think it's exactly it's the same place, right?
It's the opposite.
It's dark all the time.
In the wintertime,
yeah. In December, it would be dark all the time.
Yeah, that no, thank you. That I could not deal with that. That would be depressing. All right,
okay,
Joe.
Well, that's all I needed, guys. Yeah,
thank you, Joe. Wow, you learn. You just learned so much. Yeah. One more? Can I do one more? Let me get Dustin in here. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
Let me check.
Oh, that's very good.
Hey.
Very good. What's up?
First of all, I'm aiming the PM.
Of course.
Hallelujah. Quick question, Frankie. Did you ever get a chance to watch The Walking Dead? I think I asked you about a year ago.
No, you did, and I have never watched an episode, and I'm sorry. One of these days... I haven't done it.
You'll just have to do a binge.
Because you know what? Here's what happened. A couple of things came along and got in the way. One was Sons of Anarchy. Because one of my sons kept saying, oh, you got to watch Sons of Anarchy. So I did, and I'm hooked. The other was Ray Donovan. And you can only get hooked on so many of these things at once. So when all this is over and I got boring downtime, I will give Walking Dead a shot. But I haven't done it yet.
Peon's the reason I started it. He talked, he was talking it up one day, and I thought I'd give it a try. And it's probably my favorite show on TV, so
wow.
I just want to check with you. But also, I wanted to make a request for a joke later. I don't know if you have one planned, but...
I have one planned, but I can change those plans. What's your request?
I don't know if you told it. I don't know if it's been too long, but about the man that could weigh the pigs by putting them in his teeth.
You know what's so interesting? I just told this joke 3 days ago to a friend of mine where I could actually act it out. Because to do it right, it requires some visual, but I've done it before, and apparently people got it, even without the visual. So, you know what? I'll give that some thought. I may switch to that joke today.
I remember it off one of your joke CDs, and I thought it was a good one. So
okay,
I maybe give it a try.
All right. Thank you, Dustin.
All right, thank you.
I may do that. I had a couple of written requests for another joke based on the joke I told yesterday, the Genie Mermaid.
Yes.
So that caused a couple of people to ask for another particular joke. We have to break and do some business, or we won't be able to talk to anybody because we won't have a show. There are, I don't know, I'll take a guess. There are 100 kitchen and bath remodeling places. Okay, 100. I made up that number. Maybe it was 70. Out of those, half of them you would never want to remodel your kitchen or bathroom. I just watched another one of these investigators, Chris Nagus type stuff, where that guy went in and took all those people for that money and started the project. In other words, he ripped things out, and they never saw him again. So there are people with no plumbing, They got no usable kitchen. That's the lowest level. Then you get the mid-level where they'll do the whole job, but it'll be crappy. And then you get to the upper level. And at the top of that upper level, there are a handful of kitchen and bath people. And among those is Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Mr. Price and his crew, well, I know he's been at it for 35, 36 years. He's put together a great bunch of people. And they have an ability, after interviewing you, asking you questions, and a thorough process they go through, they have the ability to put together for you the perfect kitchen or bathroom for you and your family. Notice I said you and your family, not just for you. Because in most households, more than one person uses that kitchen. And even if it's just one, they think ahead enough to go, well, is there the possibility that down the road you might get married or live with somebody or somebody move in with you? You have to take all that stuff into consideration. How tall? What if it's a family of midgets? I know is incorrect, but what if little it's people. A midget family? You'd have to do things lower. You just would. What if everybody in the family is over 6'6", and there's some 7-footers in there? You got to rethink the cabinetry and stuff. Those are extreme cases. The point is, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, there's a reason for the process, and the reason is the outcome, and the outcome is perfection. So if you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen and or bathrooms, here's the name, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom in DePere. You can find out exactly where it is when you go to this website, thompsonprice.com. Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Still no change on north and southbound 55. Southbound drivers have to divert off to Arsenal, northbound onto Potomac. Now we have a new accident. It is on westbound 44 just past Lindbergh. The right lane is blocked. You're backed up to Barrie. This report brought to you by Subway. Fuel your training routine with protein-packed footlongs at Subway, like the turkey breast or oven-roasted chicken with all of your favorite veggies or your choice of freshly baked bread. Subway, train hard, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strell.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station.